Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A federal appeals court has ruled the U.S. government is liable for Hurricane Harvey's flood damage to homes upstream of Houston's Attucks and Barker dams. News 88.7 government reporter Andrew Schnatter says homeowners' attorneys are optimistic the end of a years-long legal battle could soon be in sight.
A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit ruled unanimously that the government knew, or should have known, that the construction of the dams would cause damage to private property. Attorney Daniel Charest says the appeal initially benefits only six claimants whose homes were test cases, but it lays the groundwork for thousands of others to benefit.
The heavy lifting of trying to figure out what the law is and how the law applies to the facts at hand got done. And so the rest of the claimants can sort of walk through this beachhead, if you will, and to use a military analogy, and move forward with their claims.
The Justice Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment on whether it would appeal the ruling. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
The search for a missing person continues after yesterday's plane crash in Galveston. Five people were killed after the plane went down in heavy fog near the Galveston Causeway. The Mexican military plane was bringing a pediatric patient to a local hospital. Harris County Public Health says it's seeing more than three times the number of whooping cough cases compared to last year. The agency says it's recorded 220 probable and confirmed cases of whooping cough this year. That's up from 68 last year. Dr. Bitmay Nguyen is a clinical associate professor at the University of Houston Tillman J. Fertitta Family College of Medicine.
I think, especially in Texas, we've had problems for a long time around people being very hesitant to receive vaccines, and especially in this past year with all the changes happening in Washington, D.C., people are just confused.
More whooping cough cases have been reported statewide and around the country over the past couple of years. Cloudy skies tonight. Overnight lows should be down to about 67 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.